George looked up casually and jumped. One of the men was peering through the letterbox on the shop door. What an extraordinary thing to do! George distinctly saw the man's eyes looking through the letterbox into the dark shop. She pulled at Mr. Pale's arm and whispered,
"Do you see that man peering through the letterbox? What does he want? He couldn't have seen us because we're in such a dark corner."
At that very moment, the door was forced open and the two men came hurriedly into the shop. At first they didn't see Mr. Pales and George and made for the little black safe at the back of the counter. Mr. Pales gave an indignant shout.
"Hey, you! What do you mean forcing your way in here?
But one of the men leapt over to him and put his hand over the old fellow's mouth. The other man ran to George and swung her into a little cupboard nearby, paying no attention to her yells. Mr. Pales was shoved in too, and the door was forced shut on them and locked.
"Help!
Help!
Please, someone let us out!
Help!
We're in the cupboard! Help!
Help!"
George shouted at the top of her voice, and so did Mr. Pales. But the shop was set apart from the others in the street, and there was no one to hear them on that hot, stifling afternoon. George heard the sound of panting as the men removed the heavy little safe. Then the shop door was shut, and there was the sound of the van being started up and driven away.
"Oh, if only I had Timmy with me. Why did I say he could go and have an ice cream with the others?"
Mr. Pales was almost fainting with shock and fright, and was no help at all. George gave up struggling with the door after a time, and began to wish there were not so many pans and brushes stored in the cupboard, leaving so little room for her and the old ironmonger. She wondered what the others were doing. Would they come back and look for her? If they did, she could yell again. But the others had now finished their ice creams and were on the way to Windy Cove. George had said she didn't want an ice cream and would catch them up. Very well, they would walk on and she could overtake them. So off they went along the road that led to Windy Cove, Timmy lagging a little on the lookout for his beloved George. Why didn't she come? He suddenly decided to go back and look for her. He felt anxious, though he didn't know why. He turned tail and trotted off back to the village.
"There goes Tim. He can't bear to be without George for more than half an hour. Goodbye, Tim. Tell George to hurry up."
They went on their way without Timmy, walking in a line across the narrow lane. Suddenly a van turned a corner behind them and came racing up at top speed.
"Look out, Anne!"
"Oh, thanks, Dick. You saved my life."
"What does the driver think he's doing, tearing down narrow, winding lanes like that? What's his hurry?" "That sounded like a burst tire. I hope they haven't had an accident. Come on, hurry!"
The three turned the corner. They saw the van slewed round in the lane, almost in the ditch. The tire on the left-hand back wheel was flat and had split badly. It certainly was a very burst tire indeed. Two men were looking at it angrily.